So today we're going to talk about the reasons. So we did a survey. We're going to talk about the reasons why people use and why people don't use farmers markets and roadside stands. First, I just want to kind of talk about the vegetable and fruit consumption over the past 50 or so years. It's been pretty stagnant. There's been a slight uptick of vegetable consumption and a slight downtick of fruit consumption overall. So when you kind of break it out, this I thought was kind of interesting in that people now are, as opposed to back in the 70s, you guys remember that?
Yes, I do.
Just kidding. All right. Sorry. I guess I should do the whole microphone.
People are sitting there.
I'm just kind of a wanderer. All right. So people are now doing less juice, consuming less juice, but they are consuming more fresh fruit. And I think this is probably, there has been a push, you know, to consume more fresh fruits and vegetables. And so we see this in the total consumption per capita. Vegetable consumption has been kind of stagnant in that the fresh vegetables, there's been a slight uptick. And then canning, there's been a slight downtick, which, I mean, that goes with the fresh fruits and vegetable consumption. You would kind of see that as logical. So there's especially in Connecticut, so this study was done in Connecticut, and especially in Connecticut in recent years, and I know like all over the country even, there's been a huge push for local foods and farmers markets and buy fresh, buy local, as a national campaign. And so in 2012, local foods, they were estimated to be $6.1 billion, and that was an increase from 2008, and I'm sure that it's astronomical now. So there's a changing landscape that's going on in fruit and vegetable production from the traditional grocery store. People don't necessarily buy all their fruits and vegetables from the grocery store. I know we buy from a CSA, and when we get CSA weeks, sometimes I don't even go to the grocery store, depending on what I have in my pantry. And if I do, I don't necessarily buy the fresh fruits and vegetables. It's for more like, you know, different breads and things like that, and sometimes even you can get bread at the farmers markets. So there's been like a huge push, and in Connecticut alone, there are over 100 farmers markets throughout the state. And so we wanted to see why do people buy at those, and so we're going to talk about that. But first, we need to talk about like what is local, like what do people consider local. So there are like a million definitions of what people consider local. There are legal definitions, and then there are just consumer perception differences between what people think of local. So for a lot of state governments, they're actually to be able to put the label like Connecticut grown, Georgia grown, Texas grown, whatever. There are actual legal definitions. So for Connecticut, it's within the state or 10 miles from point of purchase. And in Georgia, it has to be grown within the state. So that's like a legal definition of what people think of local. But for retailers, what they market as local can be different. I mean, it depends on, it could be within the state. It could be hours, like how far away that it's grown. Some people, like some farmers markets say, you know, it's grown within the county. It's grown within whatever, depending on an actual how far it's from the point of purchase. So there have been a couple of studies about what people actually think local is for consumers, and this was one that for Connecticut, so I thought it was kind of interesting to look at. So like some people thought that local was, you know, in your neighborhood. That's what people think is local. And then within 50 to 100 miles, and then within the state. So, you know, the majority of people thought that within the state or either a small portion outside of the state was local. So that's what I guess most people, well, in Connecticut specifically, considered local to be. But then it could also be the U.S. because there's a lot of, the labels that you have to put U.S. grown, all of the purchasing labels. So why did we do this study? Like I said before, people are changing where they're buying their produce. And we wanted to see what are barriers to and why people use farmers markets and then why people don't use farmers markets. So we looked at why are they shopping there? What are their reasons behind it? Why aren't they shopping there? And then we broke it down for this particular presentation by age, like and millennials, Generation Z, you know, baby boomers, that kind of thing. We're going to talk more about specific generations and how that affects their buying preferences. So our demographics here, we are pretty close. We're a little off on some things, but like as far as gender, more women usually shop for produce just do the general shopping as a, you know, kind of a stereotype thing. And then our race was close. The household income was a little low. But then the age, our participants had to be 18 or older, so we're a little high on that. But if you probably calculate in the Connecticut total age, it'll bring it up a little bit because that has 18 and under as well in it. All right, so here are some interesting results that we came up with. Over half the people surveyed said that there should be more investment in farmers markets, 52% of the people. They did agree that this is people who actually use them and people that didn't use them combined. They agreed, hey, we need more investment in farmers market. And 45% of the people said there weren't enough farmers markets in their areas. So they wanted to have more, and they wanted more investment in them. And then, so we looked at, these are results for non-users. So how would you, so we asked the question, like, how would you get to a farmer's market if you were going to go to a farmer's market? And the vast majority of people said that they would take their own vehicle. So there's not necessarily a lot of people who walk to farmer's market. Like, say, in D.C., it might be a little different because there are neighborhoods and there's probably a farmer's market. So this is, you know, specific to Connecticut, like I said, but so the majority of people do it. And the majority of people actually live within 20 minutes of a farmer's market. So, but they don't frequent. These are people that do not frequent farmer's markets. And so one of the reasons why is people feel like it's not close to their home or work. And I know, like, there's a difference in mentality, too, in Connecticut versus, say, Texas. In Connecticut, if you drive an hour, people think that is just the end of the world, that you're going to die. Whereas Connecticut, 4 hours, let's go, you know? I mean, Texas, 4 hours, let's go, right, Charlie? Like, there's a difference in mentality. So even 20 minutes is a barrier for people in Connecticut, whereas I'm sure if you did the same survey in Texas, it would be quite different. It's interesting, too, to me that almost 20% of millennials, so the younger generation, they say they can't find the products that they want at a farmer's market. So it'd be interesting, too, to maybe do a survey and say, what types of products are you looking for at a farmer's market to see what people could do to do that. And then the younger generation also, they said, you know, almost 10% said, I don't like the atmosphere at a farmer's market, which is kind of surprising to me because I would think, you know, that would be, I guess, you know, more where they would want to be. It's like they, but that's just me. And then also, it's also interesting how the younger generation, less of them actually thought that farmers markets, the prices were too high. The older generation, I guess maybe younger generation has more disposable income than older generation, and they value produce more so, like as far as how they eat more, higher nutrition content. But the baby boomers, they thought it was a little inconvenient to get there. So I guess going to a traditional type grocery store would be more convenient than going to a farmer's market. And so that might also have to do with what people do on the weekends, because a lot of times farmers markets are one specific time, you know, one specific thing, and if people have things to do other than this, they may find it inconvenient. All right, so now we're going to move to users. And users, a lot of the stuff was very similar. There were a couple things that were different, but 85% own their own vehicle, I mean, take their own vehicle to a farmer's market, which is similar because it was 84 for the non-users. So these are people that actually did use a farmer's market and did buy from farmer's markets. And so more of those people actually live within 20 minutes of the market. So, and then some kind of interesting things was, like, they spent roughly $26 for each time they went, and they went an average of about 10 times per year to a farmer's market, with more being in the summer because you have more things available. And then they mostly bought, the bulk of their money was done for local produce. So when we ask why do you, the reasons for using the farmer's market, the things that they valued the most were that they carry local products and that it was guaranteed. So let's see if I can wear this. So they carry local products was pretty much uniform across the board for all generations, and they liked that you could get fresh produce from there. One of the things that that was kind of different between the generations is younger generations valued organic more than older generations, and I mean that could be. You know, you could see that as a trend that you know, the organic label has been around, or has been, I guess, been pushed and more in the news type thing for the younger generations from, like, the time they were born. That, you know, organic is now something that's been completely and totally available to them their entire lives almost. So, and seen as being an important thing. So, some of the conclusions that we came up with was that there should be more farmers markets, there should be more investment in farmers markets, and this could kind of alleviate. So if you had more farmers markets that were closer to people, this could alleviate some of the inconvenience for non-shoppers. Non-shoppers said that it was that the prices were higher, and so we might want to reevaluate some of the recommendations that say because it's local, because it's at a farmer's market, you can charge a higher price, because it may be actually driving off some people that they feel like that, okay, yeah, it's local and it's at a farmer's market, but I can now, a lot of other places are getting in on the local game, because like the other day we were at a Subway and it had a sticker that said Georgia grown, and so they're growing and they're actually using local produce in the Subway the entire summer. They were doing tomatoes and cucumbers. So, I mean, you can get local products in other places now as well, not just at a farmer's market. So there might need to be some reevaluation of you can charge a higher price just because you're at a farmer's market type thing. And then a lot of the things that we saw across generations were pretty much the same. And for people who are actually buyers, there were their reasons for shopping was they wanted fresh, locally grown products. So, I mean, you are getting the shoppers there, but you might be able to pull in more people if you do a couple of make a few tweaks on the recommendations. And then younger shoppers, they value variety, and they also value organic more than older shoppers. So, all right. Do you guys have any questions?